So before I get started, talk a little bit about Crowley. I'm not sure how many people in the room are familiar with the organization. We have been around for 129 years, three generations of owners who you can see there. The company today is headquartered in Jacksonville, Florida, with well over 6,000 employees. More than half of those are Mariners. About $2.5 billion in revenues. A lot of people who do know Crowley think that all we do is really tugboats, barges, and ships, but we actually sell ourselves as a logistics provider, both on the marine side and also on the land side. We move the largest amount of petroleum products in the United States today. We are the largest provider of petroleum distribution in the state of Alaska. We manage well over 170 vessels around the world. And I will tell you the way that we are set up, and as we get into the next slide that John will show you, really goes into why we chose what our vision is and what our strategy is to be able to compete in the offshore wind market. So we've been doing offshore wind, I would say, since about 2016. As Carl mentioned, there's going to be a need for tugs and barges to be able to do what we call is feedering, to bring out the foundations, the secondary steel, and also the WTG components that Carl mentioned out to the actual installation vessel. Majority of these vessels, if not all of them right now, other than Dominion's, are going to be foreign. And as John, I think, will talk a little bit about with respect to the Jones Act, we can't have WTIVs that are from Europe come alongside and then pick up those components and then go offshore. So the solution that we have been pushing now since 2016 is the utilization of tugs and barges in a feedering process. This is not a new concept. This is something that Crowley does today in the oil and gas network. The difference is that we pick our own weather window. We only have to do it once, and then we go back once we are successful. As Carl is well aware, for offshore wind, for example, for the Vineyard project that will get underway next year from New Bedford, you're going to have to navigate a hurricane barrier with a tug and a barge, and you're going to have to do that safely more than 70 consecutive times. That's a tall order, even for a company like Crowley, to be able to say, "We're going to be perfect every single time." So what we decided we wanted to become was not just a feedering service. We wanted to leverage, as I mentioned earlier, what Crowley is truly good at, and that is marine landside logistics to support the offshore wind network. And so where we play right now is on the asset side with tugs and barges for feedering. We also play on the terminal side. Many of you might have seen, and I'll have a picture of it later, that we have entered into an agreement with the City of Salem and also with Vineyard to be able to build out, operate 42 acres in Salem to support the next tranche of wind farms in Massachusetts later in 2020. So there's two components to that. You have a marshaling side, so you have a laydown area where you have a lot of these blades and the nacelles and the towers that need to be moved with heavy lift equipment that we would provide and then get them on board either Carl's WTIV or on board a barge. The other component would be the O&M side of the house, and O&M is just that. It's operations, maintenance, and repair. The last piece that we are pushing forward right now is on workforce development. There are really three components that are missing, and I think Carl would agree with me, for the offshore wind industry to meet the goals of President Biden of 30 by 30. One is assets, and I'll talk a little bit about that on the next slide. We don't have enough.
Questions of a.
Two, it's terminals. There's plenty of terminals on the East Coast of the United States, but most of them are in pretty rough shape, a lot of greenfield and brownfield, and there's going to need to be a lot of investment to make certain that they're going to be able to meet the needs of the industry. And the last one is workforce development, and that's one of the things that we're doing right now is setting up pods throughout the United States to help provide technicians and other individuals who are going to work in this space. Go to the next one. So here's an example of the feedering concept, and you can see there a rendering of one of our barges. So this is a 400-foot barge, and as Carl told you, the blades that you're going to have to move are roughly about 400 feet in length. And the challenge that the industry faces right now is there's only 13 of those barges in the United States. We so happen to have 8 of those, so we're obviously in an advantageous position. But as you can imagine, if you've seen the schedule of what is planned for offshore wind on the East Coast, if everything comes to fruition, even with the WTIV that Dominion is going to be building, by 2025, we will run out of assets. There will not be enough tugs and barges. There certainly won't be enough WTIVs. So that's the challenge that we as a nation face as we move forward to meet the ambitious goals that the federal administration has put into place.